The Apostles, chapter 1. In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up to heaven, after giving instruction through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, he showed himself to these men and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, when he was eating with them, he gave them this command: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." So when they met together, they asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It's not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid them from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. "Men of Galilee," they said, "why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you've seen him go into heaven." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. It's a great pleasure and a privilege for me to be standing here and talking to you this morning, this Lord's Day. And I trust that when I've finished talking, you'll consider it being worthwhile listening to me. The subject of my address is mission, and that comes under the emphasis and the umbrella of prayer, which is the theme that we've been following over the last few weeks. Under the heading of prayer, we've considered scripture, family, worship, and other things. And we can see that prayer is foundational and mission is particular. Foundational and particular. For example, who would attempt to going on a mission without first praying? Prayer is foundational. Mission is particular. It's God's work. When the word mission is uttered, a lot of us, perhaps nearly all of us, switch off. It's not deliberate. It's a sort of self-preservation, sort of a control mechanism. You may have the same experience when you get begging letters through the post. You have to be quite hard-hearted to throw them away. Such worthy causes, such need, such desperation. But I can't. But I can't. Remember that. Remember that statement, "I can't." And "I can't" might be rendered as "I mustn't" or "not now." And there may be perfectly valid reasons. It can feel a bit like you're being hunted down, and in a way you are. New legislation is helping us here by making it illegal to make links that aren't true. I sent for a book fairly recently to a Christian organisation, which I paid for, but I'm on their mailing list now. I've become a likely candidate, somebody who will add their support. But it's not wasn't my, part of my plan. Quite valid, but it wasn't what I was planning to do. What I'd like to do now with you is to think about the missions that LEBC, Lower Early Baptist Church, is involved in, engaged in, part of. And first I need to say this, which I hope will engage you. If you put money in the offering bag or transfer funds by banker's order, If you pray to God for blessing on these people or these organizations, if you do anything in the name of Lower Early Baptist Church and in the name of Jesus Christ, then you are part of mission. You're allowing God, excuse me, you're allowing God to work in the hearts and lives of people you will probably almost certainly never meet. And I say, think higher. Think higher. I've still got all paper. So we as a church are involved with Tear Fund in Kigezi, Kigezi in Nigeria, in Uganda. And the latest Kigezi news has just come through. John's given it to us. New water tanks have been built. They're collecting water from 20 springs for a gravity flow system. How the community of Nafasha are working hard to recover from the floods of mudslides which hit them in September 2017. And some in the fellowship have been there and seen it and have told us about it. We are engaged. It comes under the heading of connected church. What we want is to have a link with the church in a different country with whom we have connections. Baptist Missionary Society, with World Mission, the new link is promising. Claire Lees and David Judkins, and their four boys, Joshua, Ben, Samuel and Nathan, are working in Brive-le-Gaillard in the Corrèze region of France. Long-term vision, is to plant a network of self-replicating churches in some of the more unreached parts of the country. Interested? Claire Lees and David say this: thank you, God, for the gift of trials, stretching times as we see your hand in, over, and amongst us, shaping us into Christ likeness. Thank you to you, our beloved supporters and prayers, for your continual stake in this adventure, yours in Christ. I've just put in the notice board over there information about a baptism they had last Sunday. This is somebody called A, we don't know his name, but he says this: my life is different now, completely. My whole family feels it, experiences it, especially my children. They feel much happier around me, a new place of trust and confidence. Before, my son used to run away from me, but now he knows that his daddy is back. I'm no longer alone, and I hope I can bring freedom to others. That is why I'm here before you and want to get baptized. We also help with the support of Baptist Missionary Society in other parts of the world. Southern Counties Baptist Association, otherwise known as Home Mission, who are they? Hands up if you know who they are. There you go, you see. £4,300 we sent them last year, and we don't know anything about them. Grants to local churches. Church planting, renewed local churches and mission project grants. Through Home Mission, hundreds of lives have been affected and many have found faith in Jesus. Regional associations who are engaged in missional development and their area, supporting new initiatives and churches and supporting the ongoing work of churches and their ministers and families. Three specialist teams to resource churches in their work through the legal, ministries and finance support, in addition representing the mission of God in national ways, such as engaging with government and speaking out on matters of faith. Re-inspired. Re-inspired. What would you give for a meaningful opportunity to explain what Christianity is about and engage with children on spiritual topics to every child in every local school every year? I remember the times in churches where we wanted that to happen. We wanted desperately to get into schools. And it's happening. Think higher. Serdic. Christians in Reading Drop-In Centre. Based in the centre of Reading, Serdic is recognised as a safe and welcoming drop-in centre to many homeless people who are disadvantaged in living in the local community. Our mission statement, to welcome as Christ welcomed those who are in need, to offer hope, love, compassion with a Christian ethos, to help to restore human dignity, self-respect and well-being, to work together with our community to increase awareness of our national, of our mutual responsibility towards the disadvantaged and marginalised in our society. I was there on Friday, and it works. Barnabas Trust. What helps make Barnabas Trust distinctive from other Christian organisations which deal with persecution? Aiming the majority of our aid at Christians living in Muslim countries, environments, channeling money from Christians through Christians to Christians, acting on behalf of the persecuted church to be their voice, making their needs known to Christians around the world and the injustice of their persecution known to governments and international bodies. These are the people we support. These are the people that when you put money in the offering, part of that money goes to support these people. Is that a good thing? Think higher. There are other organisations which we support, such as Yeldor, Drink and Drug Rehabilitation, as our Harvest Festival money went to, and Overseas Mobilisation, Operation Mobilisations, which you've been going to Hong Kong with. And you may say, when we think about mission, you may say, is that it? Can we consign mission to paying our dues and just praying about it when we think about it? Wanting to do something that's good. Of course, we recognise when we think about paying a tithe that giving a tenth to God doesn't make the 90% less that's left just ours. God still has a call upon that. Still disinterested in mission? Here's a statement that brings a challenge. Emil Brunner, Swiss theologian. The church exists by mission as fire exists by burning. And another, more light-hearted. I'll read it out. I can't get interested in mission, remarked a young lady. No, was the reply to her. You can hardly expect to. It's just like getting interest at a bank. You have to put a little something in first, and then the more you put in, time, money or prayer, the more the interest grows. That's anonymous. We don't know who said that. If you ask me personally, can I do most things in church life? I would say yes. I may not do them very well, but if you ask me, I can, I have, I could. But if you ask me to go and knock on doors and share my faith, I shudder. Even when I know it's the right thing to do. And my experience in organising events of Christian outreach and witness leads me to believe I'm not alone. Why is this? Our reading from the Acts of the Apostles takes us from Luke's Gospel, and we see Jesus alive and showing himself to these men and women and giving many convincing proofs that he is alive. I want you to put yourself in that body of people. Can you put yourself in this crowd of disciples and apostles, men and women, and imagine touching a dead man? But he's not dead. He has all the marks of torture and injury, but he's alive. John the Baptist's words are coming true. John said to the people, "I baptize you with water, but one more powerful than I will come, the thongs of whose sandals I'm not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire." This is cracking, wonderful, amazing. The best word to describe it is ineffable. Ineffable means there are no words. The heart cannot be expressed by words. And the whole situation is so surreal that disciples think they can have their dearest dream come true. So they ask him, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?" Such poverty. How earth-based. How low are they thinking? How sad. And here's a challenge from C.H. Spurgeon. C.H. Spurgeon, one of the main men in the Baptist profession, the Baptist denomination. "My son, if God calls you to be a missionary, your father would be grieved to see you shrivel down to be into a king." Shirley looked at that and said, "It didn't make sense." It makes sense to me. The highest thing that the earth can offer is nothing compared to working in God's kingdom. Nothing. Think higher. Jesus is gracious to the disciples and he tells them, "Not now, but you will receive power." By what authority did Jesus say he can give power? Now, before Jesus is crucified, Jesus says to the disciples, as recorded in John's Gospel, "I have overcome the world. I have overcome the world." And here's the proof. All the sin, all the mistakes, all the cheating and lying, all the tragedy, all the loss, all the brokenheartedness, all the lostness, all the sickness and death. I've overcome the world. So, why do I find it so hard to tell people what I believe? Partly by consequences, I meet, and partly by my own imagination, adverse reaction or disinterest. My pearls can be trampled underfoot. I think I'm a nuisance or an interruption. I'm out of my comfort zone and I'm lazy. Jesus has a higher plan than the restoration of Israel. He says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and the end of the earth." Now, here's a funny thing. Let's look at our LEBC vision statement. And there's our vision. And our mission statement. We believe God has given us a sphere of influence, both as a church and as individuals. This is our mission field. And there's a quotation there, Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. And our mission and our vision and our mission says, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria to the ends of the earth." It's built into who we are, where we're facing, what we're doing, part of our character, what we mean, what we want. Jesus says we are to be his witnesses, not the church, not religion, not second-hand testimony. A witness says, this is what's happened to me. This is what I saw. This is what Jesus means to me. That's the witness. If you go into a court of law as a witness and say what somebody else said, you'll be ruled out of court. That's not valid. It has to be what happened to you. Our vision statement says we want to be a community where Jesus is encountered and lives are transformed. And we do. And the mission part says we believe God has given us a sphere of influence, both as church and as individuals. This is our mission field. This is who we are and what we want to happen. As I said earlier, mission comes under the umbrella of prayer. It seems clear that the disciples didn't understand all that would happen to them when the Holy Spirit came at Pentecost. And we too may be unaware of what God wants to do and has planned for our future, yours individually and yours as a community. Our vision statement says we are facing in the right direction if we follow it. This is what we want, summed up. Lower early, one for Christ. Lower early, one for Christ. This is our community, this is where we live. Lower early, one for Christ. The Alpha course we're running is an indication that we expect that Jesus Christ will reach into the hearts of those who will listen to him. Let's pray. Lord, come in power. Lord, give us power by your Spirit. Lord, make us true witnesses to Jesus Christ. Amen. When we proclaim Jesus Christ, may those who hear us talk, be cut to the heart, as were those in Jerusalem when Peter proclaimed Jesus both Lord and Christ. This is what we heard last Sunday with Keith from Acts chapter 2. Don't be interested in mission. Don't be interested in mission as such. Be interested in Jesus. Allow God's Holy Spirit to work in you. Expect great things from God as you tell folk who Jesus is to you. Remember earlier, I said, I can't. Paul says to the Christians in Rome, and I believe he says to us too, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual worship. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Couple of last thoughts. As far as Jerusalem is concerned, lower early is at the end of the earth. Jesus' words have come true. Also, the angel said to the disciples, why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus will come back. And you could interpret what they said to the disciples as, there's work to do. Hooray, come Lord Jesus. Amen.